ABP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Further clues as to what may have motivated a gunman to kill the CEO of United Healthcare last week. Suspect Luigi Nicholas Mangione shouted to reporters as he was led into a Pennsylvania court today.
Completely unjust, and it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people and lived experience.
An insult to the intelligence of the American people, he said. A law enforcement bulletin obtained by the AP says at the time of his arrest, Mangione was carrying a handwritten document expressing anger with what he called parasitic health insurance companies and a disdain for corporate greed and power. The 26-year-old is fighting extradition to New York, where he faces a murder charge. A wind-driven wildfire has thousands under evacuation orders and warnings in Malibu, California. Haya Panjwani reports students at Pepperdine University had an up-close view.
I was just kind of on an adrenaline high.
Resident advisor Abigail Bellhatton.
All the smoke and the flames, like my first response was like fight or flight, and like I had to get everybody out.
Mia Gastille, a junior who grew up in Chicago, sheltered in the campus library.
You just saw the flames coming up over the hill. And at first it was not a problem because they were like, the wind is blowing parallel and not in our direction. And I think about maybe 5 minutes later, they were like, it's in our direction.
The university said the worst of the fire has pushed past the campus. Officials said a minimal number of homes burned, but the exact amount isn't immediately known. It's also not known how the fire started. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel says it's bombed more than 350 military sites in Syria over the past 2 days, targeting most of the country's strategic weapons stockpiles. Israel also acknowledged troops are pushing into a buffer zone inside Syria, but denies it's advancing on the capital, Damascus. Life there slowly returning to normal, shops and banks reopening. And the Biden administration says it will support new Syrian leaders who renounce terrorism, destroy chemical weapons, and protect women's rights. This is AP News. President Biden defended his economic record in a speech today, but was self-critical when it came to pandemic relief checks.
Learned something from Donald Trump. He signed checks for people for $7,400 because we passed the plan. And I didn't.
Stupid.
Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street in the run-up to another closely watched report on inflation. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Tuesday, its first back-to-back loss in almost a month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 154 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.3%. Oracle sank 6.7%. The business software maker reported weaker growth than analysts had expected. Treasury yields rose in the bond market ahead of Wednesday's inflation report. The report will be one of the last key pieces of data before the Federal Reserve's meeting on interest rates next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.